Time for our Tuesday morning conversation, and this is going to be a very important conversation. Courtney Oberg is here from our Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital, and Courtney, appreciate you being here in the studio this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Courtney, what do you do at Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital, first of all?
I am one of the radiology technologists, so I perform x-rays, CTs, mammos, and bone densities.
Okay, and so you're probably a very busy woman at Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital.
Yep, we are definitely very busy.
One of the things that we're trying to accomplish here by having a lot of folks from Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital every once in a while is that things are changing there all the time, and changing for the better by the way it's looking to me here from the outside looking in. Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital wants to be the best hospital it can be for all the people close to home here, because traveling is a bummer. Traveling when you're sick or you got something going on health-wise, that can be a bummer too. So the ideal situation is to have the right kind of health care close to home. So with that in mind, Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital is trying to achieve that. They've been trying to achieve that. And so, Courtney, I got to ask you, what are your bosses doing to make sure that local people here get the care they need locally? We'll talk about this specifically, the mammography situation, but this isn't the only thing that they're doing at the hospital, I would assume.
Nope. I think you got to talk with Sarah. We've been working on getting our stroke certification.
Yes.
You know, obviously, we're always trying to improve. It was over a year ago, we started with the urgent care, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
My focus, obviously, is going to be imaging.
Right.
And we do have up to things, you know, slowly evolving in imaging. But the biggest thing is in December, we finally were able to get installed our 3D mammo machine that we've been trying to get for years.
This is a big, big deal, and so we're going to talk about that. But before we turn on the microphones, Courtney, you reminded me, people in out in the Gleason area or up in Nokomis, they're already about a half hour to the hospital anyway to get some of these tests. And so because you haven't had some of this equipment, people have had to drive even further. And so this is going to be a real godsend to people. And I'll bet that people have been coming already. You're already hearing how happy they are to have this.
Yeah, just even word of mouth, and just our local doctors and providers have been letting patients know. Yeah, I've talked with patients who were going up to Rhineland or they're going to Merrill. There were patients that were going all the way to Wausau for their 3D mammography. And now we can offer that same test here in Tomahawk.
Let's talk about that specifically. What is 3D mammography, and how is it different from 2D? We're talking three-dimensional versus two-dimensional, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So traditionally for mammograms, we would be getting this very complex three-dimensional object on two-dimensional images from two different angles. With a 3D, now the machine is getting images or slices through each layer of the breast. So think of it as like a loaf of bread, and you look at that loaf. Instead of looking at a whole loaf, you're slicing it up. You pick one slice up and look at it.
Huh.
Where are we going to get it? Between 20 and 50 images through each view of the breast, so we can see those structures very well on the inside.
So let me ask you this. With a 2D mammogram, chances of missing something are greater than with a 3D mammogram.
Yes, they are. That is why we are, not just Tomahawk, but across the system, we're encouraging patients when they come in to get 3D mammography, because one of the biggest risk factors for patients with dense breasts is those dense breasts can hide small masses that aren't as apparent until they get larger and possibly spreading to the lymph nodes and throughout the body. With the 3D, since we're able now to see it inside that dense breast tissue easier, we can find those masses when they're much smaller than you can even feel.
So as a technician, this has to make you feel awesome, because you want to make sure that when you have a patient in front of you, you're doing the best job for that person, no matter what. But knowing that you're a little bit handicapped because of just the technology, how has this changed your daily life?
Definitely busier, that's for sure, for mammography. Helping to reduce the amount of times we're asking patients to come back, and also finding the things that we couldn't find before. So that's the duality of 3D mammography. Is we used to have a lot more additional imaging patients, meaning patients had to come back, go for different mammogram images from different angles, go and have that ultrasound to find out it was normal breast tissue and they had that stress. And the flip side is we might have missed something that was very tiny the year or two prior, and we found it later in 2D because we couldn't see it.
Let's talk from a patient's perspective here. So this is going to make them feel a whole lot better knowing that they're getting a much more comprehensive test right off the bat, because I'll be honest with you, and men can get breast cancer too. We got to make that very clear.
Yes.
Men can get this, but generally speaking, you mostly see women when it comes to these mammograms. And so with that in mind, from the patient's perspective, I think the worst thing for a woman, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but the worst thing is you go through the test, which isn't always comfortable. People probably have some preconceived notions anyway, whether they've been through it or not before.
Exactly.
They come to the table with that, so it can be kind of a stressful, tense kind of situation. Then when it's all done, when they hear, well, we may have to have you back again, that's not the way you want to send a patient back home.
No, and it's stressful because the radiologists who read our exams, it could take a couple days before they get the results and then find out, we do want you to come back. And with the 2D, a lot of those calls were normal breast tissue that just happened to overlap. And since we could only see it from one specific direction, then you have to go through the whole process of having those other images. So that's an added stress of having to go somewhere, because we can only do screening in Tomahawk, so you would have to drive then to Rhinelander or up to Howard Yun or elsewhere. So you have that extra stress of having to go somewhere you're not used to going, and then to find out it was only normal breast tissue that we just couldn't tell with the 2D, where 3D now, because we're getting those slices at throughout the breast, it's easy to tell that we had normal breast tissue, a fatty layer, and then more normal breast tissue. So it reduces those callbacks.
Yeah, I get it. That's got to be take a world of worry off of people's minds. We got enough to worry about nowadays, that's for sure. When it comes to breast cancer, with an early diagnosis, is it still pretty beatable? What are the stats right now as far as breast cancer go? Is it still really beatable?
It is. So especially with early detection and with the advances we have in treatment. Back in 1989, since 1989, we've had breast cancer death rates reduced by 44%.
Wow.
Because of all of the things we can do now with the early detection, the better imaging, not just with the 3D mammo, but we do breast MRIs are done up in Rhinelander and elsewhere. And then the treatments, there's more treatments that are specific for breast cancer as opposed to the generalized, just generalized chemotherapy. But I'm not an expert on that, so you have to ask somebody about that half of it.
Bottom line, though, it's just common sense. The earlier you're detected, the better chances you have of a good outcome.
Exactly.
Bottom line.
The whole idea is to catch things early when they're easier to treat.
I'm curious, Courtney, you've probably performed a lot of these tests over the years. You've given women a clean bill of health and they go their own way, and then they come back and something happens in between their last visit and their next one and they find a lump or something like that. I'm just curious, when people leave after mammography and they say, you know, clean bill of health here, we don't see anything in there, you don't have to worry, but sometimes because of that old technology, something may have been missed. I just can't help but think of those people who fell between those cracks and didn't have this technology available to them, and how important this is and how women now should really take advantage of this, and thank goodness that we have this now.
Yep, and that's why we encourage patients to still come in for their yearly exam so we can catch those changes early. We also encourage women to still do breast self-exams because, like you said, things can change. You can develop a very aggressive cancer that was literally too small to notice to be detectable on mammogram because it was only a few cells when you came in. And then 8 months later, you feel something. And if you do, that's when we strongly encourage you to go in and see your doctor or your nurse practitioner, your PA, and get checked out, because we can do diagnostic imaging to look at that change in your breast, because, you know, cancer can develop that quickly.
Yeah, and once it starts, sometimes, like you say, some of those aggressive forms can grow overnight practically and be a big difference just from one day to the next.
Exactly.
This is an important conversation. Courtney Oberg from our Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital Radiology Department is here, and we're talking about the brand new technology. 3D mammography is now available at Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital. So I'm thinking folks in our rural community here, I hope they're grabbing onto this, Courtney, and they're going to take advantage of this, because this is something that you said you've been waiting for this for years.
Yep, we've been trying to get this for years, and now we can finally offer it and offer that better quality of care. Because we want to be able to offer as good or as best a care as we can without, you know, having to send people 50, 70 miles away just to go to a larger city.
I know we're kind of talking to women here today, but again, men can get breast cancer. So a couple things on the men's side. Is the experience checking for breast cancer in men the same as with women, or are there special techniques, things that have to be done? How does this work for guys?
So for men, usually, because it's such a rarer case, normally men come in when they do notice symptoms, either enlargement of one side, they feel a lump, something's changed. Those patients we send straight to a place that can do diagnostic imaging. They're going to get extra things done right away, whereas with your screening process, you only have one set of images. For those patients that do have symptoms, they're going to immediately do focused area imaging on the breast along with the general imaging, and a lot of times they will also get an ultrasound at that same time.
Got it. And so guys, well, I would assume if you have a family history, you probably want to be a little bit more proactive, but generally speaking, guys, if you notice something different, you got to say something and ask about it right away.
Right, yeah. Changes, whether you're male or female, if you notice a lump, you notice enlargement, you have focal pain, definitely get that checked out.
The experience for the patients once they're with you in the room, in the examination room, Courtney, take us through this. Is this any different than any other mammogram that women have had before?
It is almost identical to the 2D mammogram. We are still going to do the same views. We still use compression. There's no getting away from that. But the compression is not like the compression years ago when it was film. You will get a little discomfort, but the compression is to hold the breast in place. And the thinner we get the breast, the less radiation we use. We're going to do images from the top down and from the side, just like the 2D mammogram. The only difference is the machine arcs left and right in front of the patients, and that's how it gets the images through the different layers of the breast. So it's going to be almost identical to a traditional 2D mammogram experience.
I'm thinking somebody like you that's good at their job, they're going to tell the patients exactly what's going to happen before it happens anyway, even though they've been through it before.
Exactly. I have that conversation every time with every patient.
Good, good, good. Good to know. When it comes to which women are going to be benefiting from this the most? I think we've already learned this is going to be for all women, and so it doesn't matter what type of tissue you have.
Right.
This is going to be for everybody, right?
It is beneficial for everybody because of the twofold where you can any patient can have overlapping breast tissue that can look suspicious. Where 3D, though, really shines is patients with very dense breasts, because those are the patients where we could have missed those small masses and not find it till the next screening mammogram, or the patient notices a lump and we do the diagnostic imaging. Now those patients, we are catching them sooner because we can look at each of those individual slices through each breast and actually see it within that dense breast tissue.
I know for me, I do radio, you do imaging. When I get a new piece of equipment in the radio station, sometimes it excites me, sometimes it says, you know what, I like the old ways, but I'll bet it's not going to be that way at the hospital. When you get something new, it's always going to be a huge positive benefit,
isn't it? It is, because of how much things have improved since the last time we had that piece of equipment. So it's been a very wonderful, beneficial experience going from the 2D to 3D. For almost every single part, it's been better. For me, the only rough part was trying to break the muscle memory because my buttons and switches are in different spots.
Yeah, and we learn where those buttons are eventually.
Exactly.
The excitement of having something new that's going to really help us do our jobs better, we can all get excited about that. One thing I've seemed to notice, it seems like with a lot of different types of cancer, people are getting it younger and younger all the time. Are we seeing the same trends in breast cancer?
We are. With breast cancer, it's more that we're able to see things sooner. So people are getting diagnosed young, when they're younger, but some of that is we can find those things when those cancers are small and before they've spread to the lymph nodes and tried to spread to the rest of the body. Back when mammography was really starting to get going, I had mentioned before that the rates of death from breast cancer used to be 44% higher because we didn't have patients coming in. They would only come in, oh, I have an issue, or I felt this large lump that's a couple inches across.
And it's been sitting there a while, and it's getting bigger and bigger.
Here, because it's been months or years since that mass started growing, it's spread throughout the body, and then it's more difficult to treat, and there is a greater chance of mortality. So we are noticing younger patients with breast cancer, but some of that, again, is because we can find it sooner with the technology.
And so as far as the message that you would leave people with here today, as far as delaying because of whatever reason, you might be a little nervous about having the test. It may be a long drive, but what would you tell people that have any kind of concerns about delaying treatment or just getting tested in general?
It's worth coming in. It's going to be a half hour out of your day. It might be an hour or more with the drive. But the whole idea is we want to catch these things early when they're easier to treat, where it could be just conservative surgery that you need if they find the mass, whereas if it's spread throughout the body, you can have months or years of treatment with chemotherapy and radiation and other things. If you have questions or concerns, reach out to your doctor, to your nurse practitioner, to your PA. There's questions that us in imaging can answer as well. If you come in for your appointment, we can answer a lot of things as well. If we can't, we're definitely going to recommend you talking to somebody who can answer those questions, which is a lot of times your provider, your doctor.
So I think this really shows Aspirus Tomahawk's commitment to the high-quality, close-to-home care that their commercials have been talking about for years. This is where the rubber meets the road and where the proof is in the pudding. Yes, not only do they talk about this commitment, but they're showing it with this equipment that's now in operation.
Exactly, because this is, again, something that we've worked for years to get, and they're supporting us, and they want us to succeed and help patients. And we're getting the tools we need to succeed and provide that quality of care that we want to provide.
And like you say, I want to give the guys some homework here this morning, some marching orders for the men out there. Those of us men that have women in our lives, how should we be encouraging them? And we definitely, if our wives and our significant others can't hear what we're talking about this morning, guys, you need to tell your ladies about this. That we need to get this word out there that they know that this is available right here at home in Tomahawk.
Right.
And so men can do that, but anything else that men can do to encourage our the ladies in our lives to make sure that they're going to be okay.
And it's, you know, just like any screening, we encourage you to, you know, have that conversation of, you know, you want to be healthy, you want to be able to, you know, live that long life with your partner.
Right.
And talk about, you know, I heard this on the radio. Have you had this done? Because some patients, you know, are very private about their health. Some are very open about their health. And just like any other screening, we encourage you to come in, both men and women, to have all their screening exams done.
Yeah. Amen to that. So women, if you've been putting this off for whatever your reasons are, it's time to take care of this, take care of yourself, show the people in your life that you care about them and you want to be around for them for an awful long time. We catch this stuff early. Very good things happen. Late, not necessarily.
Right, exactly, because the further things have advanced, the harder it is to win that fight.
Yeah. I would assume that everything is easier when we catch it. It's going to be less expensive, the treatment regimen and all that.
Right.
So early is better all the way around.
Exactly.
And it's here in Tomahawk right now. 3D mammography now available at Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital. Courtney Oberg from the Imaging Department, how would you like to leave our listeners this morning before we let you get back to work at the hospital?
Just, you know, be nice to each other. Come in, get your, just not just 3D mammogram screening, but all your screening tests.
Yeah.
With the colonoscopies, we have a lung screening program that the clinicians are working with the pulmonologists down in Wausau. There's all sorts of things we want you to do to take care of yourself so you can be around for a very long time.
Yeah, amen to that. And so we are certainly happy that we have Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital here. If you think it's just a little Band-Aid station here in Tomahawk, you are wrong. They are very much keeping up to date with all the latest technology and 3D mammography now available at Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital. Courtney, thanks for doing what you're doing. Thanks for taking care of all the people that come to see you. And I hope you're going to see a lot of new faces because of this new technology.
I hope so, too. Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely. Welcome back anytime.